Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Hart County cattleman Fritz Gieske, second vice president of Kentucky Farm Bureau, was last November elected to the executive committee of the United States Meat Export Federation. He says he's proud to serve and believes in their goal to expand U.S. exports of beef, pork, and lamb.
What they do is they try and go in and set up where they bring chefs in or whether it's food retailers and to showcase all that we have, the different cuts, and a lot of it they're looking for new cuts that they can promote to them, new muscle cuts or whatever, and show them how they can present that to their customers.
Gieske has served for the last 3 years as Kentucky Farm Bureau's representative to the Export Group's board, last fall moving up to the Executive Committee. He feels their efforts in international markets speak for themselves.
We look at our cattle numbers right now are in the 1950 levels, but we're still producing more. Like for 2011, we exported right at 14% of our beef overseas, which actually brought back a value added dollar for export dollars per head was about $206, a little over, and that is a new record. Both pork and beef set new volume and value records for the year of 2011 that have surpassed all records.
We'll be right back.
Dropped out of senior year.
I realized that life was really hard, and if I wanted to be successful, I at least needed to get my GED.
I was able to take free GED classes, and I got my GED.
And I'm actually taking some college classes now.
I feel like I can do anything now, and my life is back on track.
GED testing is free until June 30th or until all funds are spent. Visit your local adult education center or knowhowtogoky.org. Brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Kentucky has the largest state beef cattle herd east of the Mississippi. The marketplace has evolved over the years. It's global. And says Hart County producer Fritz Gieske, the Meat Export Federation plays a strong role for U.S. producer interests.
Especially on beef, that's where a lot of people are concerned. We export 21% more beef in 2011 than we did in 2010, and that was a record volume.
Obviously, product sales increases mean stronger demand for producers, and that stronger demand translates to additional price strength in their bottom line.
And we set a record value of almost $5.5 billion, which was 33% higher than 2010 figures.
A little insight there into the work of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Gieske will participate in the next executive committee meeting of the promotion group later this month. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.